This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. And here today to help me out is Cindy Post-Senning, my mother. Hello, Lizzie and Dan, or in this case, Cindy and Dan. I work at a university with a large hospital, an outpatient medical center that serves a wide and diverse patient population. Often, my work duties bring me to these areas of campus. Despite the University Health Center trying to make the campus as inclusive and disability-friendly as possible, there have been a number of times that I've noticed some wheelchair users experiencing difficulties getting around the campus of our fairly large medical center. For example, the other day, I saw a middle-aged man trying to back up his wheelchair onto the sidewalk for what seemed like a good 7 minutes. He looked winded, and my first instinct was to offer some assistance. But that seemed like my able-bodied privilege talking. I didn't want to assume that this individual necessarily wanted or needed assistance. I was just wondering what the appropriate course of action would be in future scenarios of this sort. I'm proud to be part of a university community that promotes inclusiveness and diversity and would like to use the privileges I have to uphold these values. Thank you so much for the important work that you do. Sincerely, Anonymous.
What we tried to do at Emily Post is to talk to people with disabilities and talk to some of the organizations that support folks with disabilities and find out from them what's the best way to make this kind of an approach.
There's something like 41 million Americans who have some kind of disability. This is roughly 15% of the population. So it really is an important question, not just in this particular environment, but for all of us. And as far as the particular advice, I think that the overarching advice that I want to give here is that you ask permission to provide that assistance, that you don't assume that it's needed, but that you don't let that fear of that assumption prevent you from offering the help. That in the same way I would want to help anyone on a snowy street if they were having difficulty of any kind, that you would feel comfortable offering assistance, and that the fact that you're thinking about offering that assistance in a way that doesn't assume that it's needed or doesn't project that assumption onto someone, I think shows some real care. And there are some things that you can do. And I think the most basic and the simplest one is to remind yourself just to ask.
I know that Lizzie is always our script person. She's the person who gives you specific ways to make that. So the specific ask here is pretty simple. Can I give you a hand? You don't even have to go any farther. You don't have to comment on how difficult it looks or anything like that. Just, can I give you a hand? And if the person will answer you, they'll say, no, I'm good. It sometimes takes me a little longer. Or they'll say, yeah, I'd appreciate that. Either way, it doesn't matter. It sets you up to know what the expectation would be for you.
We always say that if there is a traditional courtesy that matters to you, that if there's some type of help that you would like to offer or some sort of courtesy that you would like to perform and you're not sure how it's going to be received, that you just ask permission to perform that courtesy. And then you give someone else the opportunity to say, oh, that's quite all right. I've got it. Thank you so much. Or to say, oh, that would be remarkable. Could you please? And that's as simple as you can be with it.
It's so basic, and it's not just for people with disabilities. When I first read this letter, I was thinking about the fact that sometimes when we're talking about gender issues, people will ask us if they should pull a chair out for a woman. Should a man pull a chair for a woman? And our response on that has been, ask her. Say, can I help you with that chair? Then if she's one who likes to have the chair pulled out for her, she'll say, sure. And if she's one who prefers not to, she can say so. Say, no, I'm okay, I've got it. Well, this is not that dissimilar. This is asking somebody if they could use a hand, and they'll let you know if they can or if they can't.
We hope this helps as you navigate your medical campus and that you feel comfortable offering assistance in a way that respects people's independence, but also allows you to offer help if you think it might be needed. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.